Biden touts foreign policy legacy, says he's leaving Trump a stronger U.S. Washington. President Joe Biden delivered a speech at the State Department on January 13th outlining his foreign policy achievements and stating that he's leaving the incoming Trump administration a stronger America. In his nearly 30-minute address, Biden began by reflecting on the state of the world when he first assumed the presidency. The post-Cold War period is over. A new era has begun, Biden said, noting that despite facing multiple crises and tests over the past 4 years, the United States has emerged stronger. New challenges will certainly emerge in the months and years ahead. But even so, it's clear my administration is leaving the next administration with a very strong hand to play. Throughout his speech, Biden focused on his accomplishments, aiming to reassure Americans that the country is in a much stronger position compared to its adversaries. Thanks to our administration, the United States is winning the worldwide competition compared to 4 years ago, he said. Our alliances are stronger, our adversaries and competitors are weaker. We have not gone to war. He went on to highlight several key achievements, including strengthening the NATO alliance, leading a coalition of more than 50 nations to support Ukraine, and standing firm against Russian President Vladimir Putin. When Putin invaded Ukraine, he thought he'd conquer Kyiv in a matter of days, Biden said. The truth is, since that war began, I'm the only one that stood in the center of Kyiv, not him, he said, referring to his surprise and historic visit to Ukraine in February 2023. Biden also stated that the United States is now in a stronger position in the long-term competition with Beijing than when he took office, when many had predicted China's economy would surpass the U.S. economy by 2030 or sooner. But we in this room said, no, if we make the investments in ourselves and we protect our workers and technologies, that will not happen, Biden said. Now, according to the latest predictions on China's current course, they will never surpass us. Period. In his remarks, Biden also highlighted the alliances and new partnerships to challenge China's dominance in the Indo-Pacific, including AUKUS, a security partnership with Australia and the UK, and the Quad, a forum joined by India, Japan, and Australia. Another achievement Biden mentioned was the historic trilateral summit between the United States, Japan, and South Korea he hosted at Camp David in August 2023, a breakthrough made by overcoming long-standing historical differences between the two Asian nations. Biden also took credit for the Afghanistan withdrawal, stating that he ended the nation's longest war after 20 years of fighting. Today, I can also report to the American people that I'm the first president in decades who's not leaving a war in Afghanistan to his successor, Biden said. Biden's approval ratings have suffered, in part due to his handling of foreign affairs. The chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan in the summer of 2021 marked a turning point in his presidency, causing his approval rating to fall. He also faced criticism for his handling of wars in Ukraine and Gaza. During his speech, Biden criticized the first Trump administration's decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement, adding that he rejoined the accord on his first day in office. Before concluding his speech, Biden urged the incoming administration to carry forward policies that are central to his presidency, particularly in clean energy and artificial intelligence. I know some in the incoming administration are skeptical about the need for clean energy. They don't even believe climate change is real. I think they come from a different century. They're wrong. They are dead wrong, Biden said. He also urged the incoming administration to implement his proposed AI policies aimed at defending U.S. national and economic security. We are the lead, and we must stay in the lead. We must not offshore artificial intelligence, Biden said.